the minutes last meeting.
Second.
Has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from our last meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I don't know if I like this new arrangement. I can't see Commissioner Rawhauser.
This is good.
I mean, I like looking across the table at him just to see his expressions and, you know, watch him turn red. That's real.
Put him at the podium.
Yeah, I may have to move him back out front. All right, Butch, let's go to work.
Well, do you want to start with Bob Jones or
sure.
David Smith?
Let's start with whomever you'd like, Butch. Your call.
David, why don't you go first?
I'm not doing anything. I'm
here for your tower.
No, I'm here waiting to make sure that your finger tag is brought up by anybody else that's active.
Well, you got a long day ahead of you then. Yeah, you're here to make sure everything's accurate.
Well,
then
let's do.
Thanks,
bud. All right.
Was Chad going to be here?
10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk, then let's talk flapjacks then, Mr. Mayor. Do you have something you'd like to present to us, or are you just looking for information?
No, I'd like to talk this through and
okay.
try to figure out what's going on.
Sounds good.
Let me kind of start from the beginning. The FLAP grant was applied for, obviously, the one that we applied for was to get us from Skyline up to the boat docks there on the south end of the lake. And the idea was that the town would apply for it, and that the town, by virtue of applying for it, we said that we would take on the maintenance. And that had never really been discussed, you know, at length. It was more of a financial discussion that we had prior to even applying for the grant. And the idea was that the county would put up the match money and that the town would take over the maintenance. So I have since I've talked to some of you before, looked into this a little bit more, but by virtue of the fact that we signed that grant, we said that we would take over the maintenance. And I think that let the town take over the maintenance. We said we would do it, we would do it. So then, as we've had this discussion a little bit before, what is maintenance? Well, for us, we were thinking maintenance is, you know, taking care of potholes, and keeping it plowed and that sort of thing. But if you look at the grant more carefully, maintenance is forever. You own that road. And so I had Haley call back and talk to that's our town engineer, call back and talk to the people that are administering this grant. And basically, they get it. You know, if you take on some of these projects, you may not have the money to go back and rebuild the road in 20 or 30 years. And that's why they have grants. But the thing is, nobody can really speak to what's going to happen 20 or 30 years from now. Just look at our federal government, and you know, they put out the budgets and they have very little meaning past yesterday. So I think it kind of goes back to, if you want to kill a deal, hire a lawyer and he'll negotiate the deal and it'll die every time. And I think we're kind of going down that road. So I would like to back off. The town signed it. The town will deal with maintenance. It's our issue. Let's just take it off the table. And you know what? If 20 or 30 years something goes bad, you know, they're going to have new councils. You're going to have new commissions. They'll figure it out then. But in the meantime, with good faith, we always have maintained that road since we built our water up there. We'll maintain the road. And if we have a fight over maintaining the road, it'll be the fight between us and the Forest Service, not you. And they're the ones that we sign it with. I think that gets us back to our original understanding that we had that you guys would take care of the initial grant matches and let the town have it the rest of the way. We signed it. There was a question whether or not I have the authority to come here today and say this. Well, by the virtue of the fact that we signed it and the council gave me permission to sign it, I think that the town has taken on full responsibility for maintenance.
So I wish we had Matt here just because of the way that that contract reads, though. Does it read such that the signer of the contract is responsible for these roads, Mike?
You know, I don't know about in a legal sense how that comes about. I mean, I think that that's something that we can get in place by the deadline, which is in, you know, 90 days or March 22nd, so that, you know, all the maintenance, everything is clearly spelled out. This is what's going to happen here.
The maintenance, it does state that the town will maintain it in the contract, or?
We don't have any signed contracts anywhere.
Well, I know we don't have anything signed. We haven't signed.
I don't have the town application with me, so I don't know how it was worded. I know the one that we received said that the county may provide funding in the form of a match. But beyond that, in the Skyline one, I didn't see anything like that. So.
Okay. Mary, you might be able to shed a little light on that, and then we'll get with you.
So I've got the proposed agreement. Is the one that's got the list of who's doing what on it. And it starts out with what Central Federal Lands will do, what Sublette County will do, what the Forest Service will do, and that's it. Town of Pinedale isn't listed as one of the people that says what they will do.
And then, is that for Lower Fremont? Or is that this kind of?
That's for the entire thing.
Can I shed a little light on that? We had this discussion this morning. Haley did with, I think the guy's name was Steve, with the...
Is it Micah?
No,
Michael
it wasn't was Micah. It was the guy that's in charge. I think it might even been Micah's boss.
Okay.
So what their plan was on this, was there two separate programs, completely, totally separate. Pinedale has theirs. They have to take care of the maintenance, they do that. How we get that grant money is irrelevant to that. They just matching money. But what they're gonna do is combine the two projects for construction only.
Right.
It has nothing to do, because they can save potentially, you know, millions of dollars doing that,
yeah,
by throwing it all together.
Yeah.
But it will not have anything to do with the future. It's only construction.
Are there going to be two separate contracts then?
When they don't want to. They want to have one contract to build
this
it.
Is
for
one
the
contract.
Building.
Yeah, for
okay.
The building.
Okay.
And then they're going to, then the town will own that road and you will own your road. And so you'll have your maintenance issues, we'll have ours. That's what the guy told me. So what the kind of why I'm here today is obviously, I think we, you know, had agreed some time ago about money, but I want to confirm that. But more importantly, they need to have by, I think it's Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, a letter saying that, yes, you're going to have the matching money.
Okay, so at this point, we're not signing agreements. We're just giving them the,
letter.
Yes, we've got funding in place.
Yes, or who's going to provide it. But yes, they want to know that there's funding.
Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Okay, so what I'm looking, this is the 90-day agreement. The 90-day agreement. It has Skyline and Fremont Lake on it. And under the county's portion, which the county apparently is a signer for both, according to this agreement, the very last thing is it says provide long-term maintenance and operation of the project upon completion.
Then we need to just add a sentence in there that says upon long-term, Pinedale will maintain the dock.
Or just get rid of that, because this is our, just our agreement with them, right? So that can just be stricken.
Did they say there would be separate agreements? I mean, I understand the projects all together.
Yeah.
But a separate agreement?
Maintenance agreements. Everything once it's built is what Haley was told this morning. Again, I didn't hear it. She told me what the guy told her. And he said everything after it's built is going to go to, your part goes to you, our part goes to us.
Because it would seem that there would be a Town of Pinedale portion in here,
right,
like the Forest Service, where it lines out what everybody's doing. Because that's all this says, that you'll
does
get the permits, you'll get the right-of-ways, you'll do this, you'll do that.
So with that part in it, we can't sign that. because that gives, that makes us responsible for the maintenance both ways.
Yeah.
But we can discuss, and we have discussed in the past, whether or not the county is willing to fund the match. Now, what we agreed last time is we agreed to consider it. I don't think there was a complete agreement.
You agreed to put that, like, the 10,000 part up, and then you're
yeah, and then we would discuss the rest of it. So, gentlemen, I think we're at the point where we need to discuss the rest of the match.
So, for starters, I would like to know the match. Is it
how much is it?
200, 300. The project on the grant says it's 1.6 million.
I believe so.
It's 9.51% of 1.6.
So just under 200,000.
160,000 somewhere. There's some that.
Okay. Do you got a number there?
It would be my opinion that once Micah gets here, I mean, all that's negotiable. He's supposed to be here before this is settled.
Okay. Well, and that's what I was hoping, is that we would have a meeting with a representative from CFL before we got to any signing.
But yeah. You're going to commit to the match today.
Agreed. But, you know. But the actual contract and who does is still up for negotiation.
So the maintenance and all that stuff can be hammered out with Micah before things are signed. What we've got to discuss today is the match. Are you finished, Commissioner Noble?
In what you said, there's a lot to be hammered out, because Butch just pointed out to me that the asphalt mats 3 inches on both projects, which doesn't meet county specs.
These projects, a lot of these projects don't meet county specs.
The engineering really hasn't been done. The study is what that's for, right?
Yeah,
that's
correct.
And the agreements and the contracts will all come later. We just need to commit to or not.
So, Mr. Chelman, based on that, are the estimates even good? If they're, if we got a 3-inch mat when we need 6 or
so, that's going to increase the price of this project to bring it up to county standards.
They inflated from our application. It was 5.7 million, and they inflated it to 8.4 million.
Oh,
because it's a mostly, he's got a little wording in there, but basically they took costs associated with phase one of Skyline and then projected it in the future with inflation, and that's where that increase came from. And I know we went back and forth on asphalt design on the last one, so.
And maybe they understand there's a couple rocks up there now.
And I think Mike is well aware of that, and as part of this meeting is to look at phase one of Skyline to see if we can incorporate some of the issues with that into the project to clean everything that I get it done.
So they inflated it from 5.6 to 8.4, is that
5.7.
Right? 5.7. Okay, to 8.4. Well, those are things that we can definitely hammer out also before anything's signed.
And it is an estimate at this point, so once it starts coming to a head, I mean, that's going from planning, design, through construction.
Yeah.
And what they're saying, based on this schedule, is that it would be a 2022 project with 2020 would be the design phase.
So, Andy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Chairman, have we made the motion or the commitment on the Skyline part for the match meeting? We have, haven't we?
What's that now?
On the Skyline portion, our portion?
Have we
actually had the motion or the commitment to that? Do you recall?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We did?
Yeah.
When we approved the application.
Right. Yeah.
So
we voted on our match. That's correct. And we voted to pay the $10,000 to move that forward and then talk about the match. Now, Commissioner Bowser.
Mr. Chairman, I guess several things. So what it looks like is going to happen is the upper portion, the Skyline portion, the county will fund the match, but in building that project, it's got to be built to county specs. So we could accept it as a county road when the project is done, the same as the existing, the one we already did. So I would suggest on the town side, the town needs to decide it's going to be a town road owned by the town of Pinedale. They will be responsible for it just like a city street. They're going to have to decide if the engineering part of it, if it's only a 3-inch mat. What the town does not want to get into is build a substandard paved road and then 10 years down the road have to totally rebuild it for millions of dollars. So that part of it, I think, needs to be reassessed in terms of engineering. To see if the traffic on that road with the heavy boats and all that stuff, is that going to be standard? And another question, does the town have standards for their streets and roads that could apply to or not apply to? That's the town's issue to worry about that. I would be very concerned about the county accepting both roads and then being in that same boat of accepting a road that's below standard, doesn't meet the county standards, and then obligate the county to, we don't even know what down the road. So that's one issue. In terms of the $160,000 match, I would be hesitant because we don't know what that match is going to be. It's $160,000 based on a 3-inch mat, but if we're looking to really make it right, if the town wants a 5 or a 6-inch asphalt pavement, it's going to substantially increase the cost, which would substantially increase the match. So I guess the question for the town is, if the town is prepared to take on this project, take over ownership of the road, why can't they afford $160,000 or the match? That's pretty insignificant compared to the cost of taking on this road as a town road forever. So I don't know that we ever did decide to match. I don't think I ever
agreed
to it because we didn't know enough about it.
We decided.
That's one of the issues with if we decide to meet the match, whatever that is, we don't know what we're deciding to because we don't know what that standard needs to be. And the town doesn't know what the standard should be.
We would follow county standards. That'd be the only thing that would make any sense at all.
So that would up the price.
Yeah, so at 8.4, the total match for that is $798,000, $800,000. That's what the match for the 8.4 would be. Whatever part of that is the lower boat dock, I don't know. Commissioner Burnett, you have a comment.
Mr. Chairman, I'm inclined to be in favor of the project. I think it's worthy in terms of benefiting overall county residents, but I have to say I'm terribly confused by the process. And as I sit here listening, am I right in that we're being asked to approve the match money for the town of Pinedale, but at the same time, it's going to be contingent on various agreements that we've all talked about that need to be forthcoming, not the least of which affects the total price and therefore how much match we have to put in. So overall, I'm in favor of the project itself, but I'm confused about the process.
The whole match is contingent upon us signing an agreement and getting all these details hammered out. So not just Pinedale's part, but our part also.
I understand, but we're being asked today, I'm assuming, to have a motion to provide the match money.
Provide all the match.
But what if we don't get the agreements that we're looking for? Terminate the project?
Then we don't sign the contract and the project goes away.
And we don't have to do the match.
The match isn't
Null and void.
Null and void.
Okay.
The match is only only sticks if we sign a contract to move forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Rylance.
Well, I've written down about five things, and the mayor has answered a couple of them because they're going to put some skin in the game by taking over the maintenance.
Honestly, that's the expensive part.
Yes.
The match is cheap compared to taking over the road.
So my next question is, when we decide that, say we decide that we're going to take over the match, where does the money come from? Is it this year's budget? Is it next year's budget? Or is it the next year's budget?
From 2023's budget.
So
basically,
there's time with that in mind to start putting money, start putting money away for a project that we know is going to happen.
The match wouldn't be called upon, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but the match wouldn't be called upon until the project is let. Is that correct?
What so when do we pay for the skyline? Mary would know those answers.
Yeah, so these projects, we get built, we do progress billings, just like we do any other construction project. So they will bill us our 9.5% of the project during the construction.
Yeah, when the, so we have when the to first have, shovel's turned.
Yeah, we don't have to have, we don't have to send them a check for all the money up front. We pay for it during the progress of the construction. And then that also works out, like with the phase one, we still have money that we owe in our commitment to that because that it hasn't been closed out. So we've still got a little bit of that 9.5% money sitting to cover. Mm-hmm. But we would have the opportunity now, I mean, because the application was made this spring, this fall, we've not been through a budget to be able to designate that we've got this money in place. But that's what we did for phase one, is once we knew we had the grant or we had committed to the grant, I started saving the match. So that would be the case here. If I could get all the match this year, I might do that. I would prefer to, if I could, just so that it isn't hanging out there for somebody else to forget. But, you know, we'll see how that all goes.
Mike?
Just to add on that, this match is for the entire project cost, so that would include the design, the preliminary work. And I know, I mean, that's the way we've done the past, is doing a monthly progress payment. They also said there's another way to do that, and it's just going for milestones in the project to where there's agreed upon amount up to that. So it doesn't have to be monthly, and I know that that's another example that Mike have brought to the table, saying there's two ways to do it, but those are the two different ways that he specified. Yeah, I mean, it's agreed upon, you know, where these milestones are in the project and how the money's just distributed.
Okay. Commissioner Ross, continue on. You still have the floor.
Okay, thank you. It's an $8,542,000 project, and the one that's going to benefit this is the Forest Service.
Ta-da.
Where is their representative? I'm a little disappointed here, because when we talk about working with interagencies within the community to bring it all together, to work together to solve problems in Cibola County, and they're not here. Now, do they need to find it? Or what? I don't know. I'm new at this. But I would think that they would have someone here to just say, good job, guys. We really want this done. Okay, the next thing is, am I correct that whether it be the Game and Fish or the Forest Service as a program, that they're talking about building a wall on the boat ramp to take the rocks from the upper where they're building the road, bring them down, and build a breakwater. Am I correct? It's been discussed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wouldn't it be nice if they did that before they spent the money to build this road, So, and then it wouldn't tear the road up with all those heavy trucks going down that road. So there again, it would be nice to be able to talk to somebody from the Forest Service. Here's what we're planning on doing, but we need you guys to get your dump trucks up there and get your rocks down and get them all put out there and get your breakwater done. Because when you get done, we'll come right in behind you. And if we decide to do this road, then it's all done. Then the only thing that's on the road are boats and cars. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
So I have.
Commissioner Noble, you had your hand.
Just one quick. The project, if it does move forward, won't get paid until 2023, possibly.
2022.
Get paid until 2023.
Completion is what they're in their schedule. Completion is 2023. Commencement is 2022.
The work would start
2020.
That's where I read that number.
Design work.
Design work starts 2020. Okay. Well, once design work starts, then the bills start coming. So we would start paying by 2020. Commissioner Burnett.
Just for point of clarification, if we decide to put up this match money, it's my understanding, Mr. Jones, that the town of Pinedale will request that the road be built to county standards, and the town of Pinedale will assume the maintenance on the roads.
Yes, sir. Okay. And I say, and I want to make sure I'm clear, the county standards is a no-brainer. We would not want to have two standards on two roads that are right next. You guys have more experience about these kind of roads than we do. So that's a no-brainer. But the terms of the town, we will follow the terms of our agreement that we essentially made when we signed that grant. And the grant said at that point we would do it. I cannot come in here as one person and commit the board to anything more than what the board or the county council has already said. But I had Haley again check this morning with the federal government that by us signing it, we accept the maintenance of that road in perpetuity. So I stand by what we signed.
Does that give you an easement?
That's a good question. Whether it's an easement, obviously we don't own it, but I think it does.
Yeah, because the county has an easement for our
Or we would have no right to.
I would assume that you'd have to have that easement. Yes. That's another thing we'd have to hammer out before everything's signed, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think there's some hammering to do to make sure that everybody's comfortable that you're not taking on maintenance that you don't want, and we're not getting in over our heads.
Yeah.
And, you know, for sure.
Okay.
But at least if we can get this done, we can at least, the town can shoot off a letter this afternoon that says the match funding is in place. Then they can move forward. We still have all the room in the world to back out, as I understand it, if something goes sour. And we just can't live with the 2-inch asphalt they're going to require, so that's not going to work. So,
Boy, I know if we had just gone with a 3-inch overlay going up there, horse trailers and stuff up to Skyline, holy cow.
The fact that we have to haul all the rocks out is going to kill our road if it wasn't the county spent.
You know, and there's that one spot on this final approach up to Elkhart, there's that one spot that is so soft and there's always heaves. And that place is a mess. That's going to be an engineering nightmare on that one. But anyway, we already took over that, so that's our deal.
So, Mr. Chairman, question for Bob. Is the town, is it true the town cannot afford the match? I don't quite understand that. Why they can't afford it? What's the reason for the town wanting the county to pay their match? I guess that's a question.
I think probably the best reason I can give you, Joel, is we don't have a ton of money. We're not broke, and I don't want to look you in the eye and tell you we are. But the majority of the people that are going to use this road come from the county and all the people that come to the county. And it just seems like Everybody's always talking about, oh, we either can't work with the town, we can't work with the county, and the towns can't work. And we're trying really hard to be a team player. I mean, I sent sewer guys down to Big Piney, you know, a couple of weeks ago. We didn't charge them. We went down, TV'd their stuff. We helped them. We're trying to get a team thing going. And the vast, we run a truck up there once in the morning and sometimes in the evening. That's all the town does with that road. And so for us to have to pay for all of that, given the circumstances, and we're all county members, so I guess that's my mentality, is this is going to benefit a whole lot more people than it is the town. I can get a Jeep and we can go up there. We don't need to get up there with anything other than a hard truck, but we're, again, just trying to be a team player. I heard it in the election. You know, we need to work better with the towns and that sort of thing. I mean, we're, like you said, or somebody said, we're taking on the major part of this by doing the maintenance. So I don't know, it just seems natural to me that we all work together for the greater good of everybody.
Commissioner Noble.
I make a motion that we meet the match money for the town's grant on contingent on that we get all the agreements worked out that have been mentioned.
Okay. Would you like to amend your motion to include our match also?
Well, that's what I asked earlier. I thought.
Yeah. Well,
it was, but we, sure.
We were moving. To meet the match, we were moving forward, but the total amount is what we need to do today.
Okay.
Is if we're going to meet the total amount of the match.
So I make the motion that we meet the match money on both flat grants, contingent on both of them that we get all the agreements worked out previously.
Okay.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the match money for the two separate flat grants, contingent on contract signing. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make it very clear in the motion that, and I will support this on the, with the contingent and with the understanding that when the project is built, the town owns the lower road, their easement, they work it out with the federal government, and the county will own the upper portion on Skyline.
Okay, very good. With that understanding.
With that understanding.
Okay. Excellent. Further discussion, gentlemen. We're all good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Thank you guys very much. I think it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Now we just got to hammer out the details. And we hope that the details come out how we want them to.
So, to further discussion.
Yeah.
We have a town grant and a county grant. I think Kaylee and Mike need to correspond throughout the whole thing to make that sure that it matches the county's requirements.
Yeah, I'm sure Mike will, because it'll be one project, so Mike will be pretty much on that, the whole project.
So do we?
Lower boat dock and Skyline will all have to meet the same standards.
So to simplify things, do you want Mike to correspond with Mike and Mike corresponds with Haley rather than?
Let's let Haley and Mike work that out.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now. This agreement?
Well, in the past with the other agreement, the contract and the coordination was with the county, not with a, you know. Because that's going to be another issue. If we've got two contracts, who's administering the money? We have to administer all the money. I am the contact on the Skyline
so
for my
contract,
offices.
What it's going to have to do is in the contract, the county is going to have to be the project lead and take care of both projects. But in the contract, we're going to have to make sure that it spells out who owns this road and who owns that road.
Yeah.
We'll have to make sure that that is hammered out in the contract. But Mike will be, and Rio Verde will be the project engineers. They'll be the head.
That's where I was leading.
For both projects.
But Commissioner Bausman's comment before we voted is exactly what we're talking about here.
Yes.
That specifically, if we do, if Mary's in charge of paying the bills,
yeah,
we got to make sure that the town is in charge of taking care of their road and the county yeah. will be in charge.
And that'll have to be in the contract before that contract's signed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
That will be, that will need to happen within, before the 90 days.
Right, within 90
days. Yeah, because
days.
It's all that paperwork. I've got all that paperwork to fill out to yeah. sign us up. Is it?
So what we can do is get some language together so that we could have Ed and Matt review
yep.
from both yeah. sides, and then get it kind of a final product in front of you and the council to
okay.
agree upon them within the time frame that we have.
Okay, that's good. So yeah, we've got a 90-day period to make this right and get it signed, right? Okay.
And in the meantime, I can, you know, we'll have that meeting with Micah, which the town and the Forest Service and the county will all be present, and we can talk about, you know, anything up front. But I think it's probably worthwhile to get things going, you know, sooner than later, so that we can work through any issues that come up.
Okay.
So one more question,
go
Mr.
ahead.
Chairman, not to confuse the whole thing, is that the letter should come about the match from the county as opposed to the town sending a letter as well? Or I don't know.
I'll have Haley call them and ask them that. All they want to know is there's a pot of money out there is what they told us.
Yeah.
And where that comes from, they don't really care. They just don't want us to...
Actually,
to back up.
The letter should just come from the county because we're providing the match.
Yeah.
It doesn't really even need to come from
the
town.
It doesn't come from the town.
No, but it's got to come, like...
It's got to come from somebody.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Yeah. It's got to come right away.
Yeah.
Okay. Will you take care of that, then?
It's my job.
You take care of yep. that. Mike, the ball's in your court. We'll get this thing so, hammered down.
Mr. Chairman, it might be good for the record, then, if the town at your next meeting that you have a motion committing to take ownership of the road once it's complete, just get that out
It'll
there.
Get it done right
that's,
away.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because that if something goes south,
Have a public record.
Because
yeah.
4 or 5 years from now,
right.
none of us in this room may still
may
be
not
here.
Be here.
So we need this documented so everybody understands what the intent is. Both the intent of the town council and the intent of the county. And also an additional contribution to the county in addition to the match is will be providing the engineering to oversee both projects.
That's
and
true.
That needs to be understood.
You bet.
I'm fine with it. It's what needs to happen, but everybody needs to understand that that is an additional.
That's another cost.
We're paying Rio Verde's
yep.
bills.
Yeah, that's another
everything.
Cost. So.
And I think that, Joel, you bring up a good point on that engineering because, like you said, we don't know who's going to be around. And let's say the town has an engineer who's very aggressive and decides it's a town thing, he wants to take over it, then you got a pissing contest.
Right.
So I think you're very, very wise to say, you know, who's going to do it and we don't run into that.
Yeah. One project, Ed. That's one project, so logical. Okay.
You can see how a turf war could start.
Yeah.
And that way it's all taken care of up front.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move the previous question.
Right. Move on, Butch.
Let's okay. We didn't vote yet.
We did.
Oh, we did vote.
Yeah. We already got it. We're way ahead of you.
Sorry. Good ball.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, we talked to the Forest Service about cleaning up the rocks up there first if they was to use them. And they said yes, they would. But we never put it on paper, and that's probably something that ought to be put on paper. Maybe a time frame on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't clean them up in so long a time, maybe we can sell them like 5 years to get it worked back to be sold or something. I don't see that rock thing getting built. If they're out of money to do anything else.
Why don't you touch bases with Matt and perhaps you can draft a an agreement with the Forest Service and get it signed.
Yeah, that's about the last thing. The reason you're not signing the take over the road is the rocks, is that correct? What else do you?
That's pretty much what's left.
The last email we got from Rob Hosler, I believe, that was CC'd to all of us, was pretty much no. If you read between the lines, you remember that one, Butch?
No.
It was about, what, a month and a half ago when he said, oh, the Forest Game and Fish wants rocks and blah, 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 blah. We're going to, I have to go back and find it, but it was pretty much another one of the Forest Service's typical answer. Yeah. We're not going to let you have them.
Well, what they said was is that we were going to have to make application. Remember when we asked about getting rocks and then they want us to make application and on and on, and it's like, you're not up to speed here on what's going on.
Well, I did ask him to do the same as what the BLM is doing.
Yeah, and he didn't, that wasn't what he said. What he said was is,
yeah. Pretty.
Well, maybe we could end up with that on this next time we talk to him. Say, if you're going to clean them up, okay, how about a time frame? And you still got to do it with real money.
Yeah.
I think the key is that they have to meet, Rio Verde's requirements, so they're not tearing up our road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then if they have a time frame, we can still get them cleaned up in a certain amount of time instead of being there forever.
Would you prefer that one of us goes to have the meeting with you?
Well, I don't care.
It's up to you if you think that would help.
Whatever. Whatever you guys feel. But something ought to be done.
Let's bring it up at our next breakfast meeting with Forest Service.
Rob hasn't been to the breakfast meeting in over 4 or 5 months.
I know, but if I put in a call, she should call me.
Okay, you go.
Getting there, good.
I think so.
Well, and then where have you got that exception for the getting rocks that you got from Skyline? Got approved.
So, I ran into Rob last week, Joel,
mm-hmm.
And he does want to get together with a couple others, whatever, to discuss this year's fire prevention plan. And I mentioned a couple other things we'd like to discuss, the rocks also. So,
in that light, let's invite him to a meeting, put him on the agenda, and discuss this and anything else we have.
Okay. Do you want to contact him?
Yep. Okay. That way we can discuss whatever we need to.
The last thing I've got is Mark. Did he give you a piece of paper on that?
Yeah. A little report on
rocks.
What
rocks done so far?
Agreement with Mary is that we would give her quantities and she would invoice the contractors to pay for our administration of the project. So we have today had 4 contractors that have gathered rocks from on site. And the total quantity that they've gathered is 859.5 cubic yards, based on their estimates. And the use for those rocks is listed below, and it's all for spring bank stabilization, which is what they're good for.
This doesn't count the rocks that Butch hauled to his project?
No.
That's fine. I was just curious how many you thought you hauled.
So that was not the stockpile.
Yeah. No, that's right. Yours were off the stockpile.
So, all these stream bank stabilizations are going through some agency within the county, whether it be...
Well, they're going through CORE. It's a CORE permit.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I need to know. Yep.
So, are we about right in what's being charged then?
I believe so. The time that I put together the buck and a half a yard, it was a little more than what, just to make sure we could cover the put in for the exception requests and things like that mm-hmm. were a little bit above and beyond. But
okay. As long as we're breaking even.
Okay. I will double check that.
Okay.
I can tell you. Let me see what we've paid.
Okay.
Plus, it looks pretty good, and I don't think there's going to be that much reclamation going on. What they've done so far, it's minimal to none. Well, not when the snow goes off and grass comes up.
Okay.
So it really went good.
The idea was that it, at least it didn't cost us money to administer this project. Broke even with it.
Well, we saved them on reclamation, so.
Yeah, right, true. Okay.
That's it for me.
Mark.
Butch and I will start looking at roads again for crack seal and chip seal.
Okay.
I think that's all that I have.
Okay, good. Skyler, do you have anything
today?
No. Yeah. Mike, anything else for you?
No. All right.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Bowles.
And looking at this, I think it might be useful down the road if we're looking at future stream bank projects, if Rio Verde could find out from the Corps what is the cost of these rocks delivered to the site, just for our information. I think that would be very useful.
Run that by me again. So
can you find out on, as this is an example for these projects, these are different projects. What
right.
is the cost of the rocks delivered to the site for
okay.
the project? I'd like to know that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Billy, let's get waste management taken care of. We'll get
okay.
you back to work.
The only thing I got is yeah, everything's going pretty good. We're getting ready next week. We're going to do that final fix on the baler.
Oh, good.
We've pretty much got everything, all the new hard base and everything on it. All the conveyors redone. Building's looking good. We're starting to. Been doing all the frost, kind of gone out of the ground up there. So we had a lot of maintenance on some of the line pits, you know, water pits and stuff, just cracks that we've been fixing that. Starting to seed a little bit some of the areas. We're doing some of the slopes, stuff that just maintenance on everything. So it's looking really good with the landfill. Only question I have is I'm starting to try to schedule stuff. Are you guys, I was going to ask, you know, I've been hit up about free dump day. Are you guys good with that?
Yeah, we usually do that around Memorial Day weekend.
Right, I just was going to
yeah.
start trying to.
Yeah, absolutely. Get her lined up. That's always been a beneficial thing for constituents. So.
Transfer station's going good, no issues up there. Recycling right now, because of the way the government's doing stuff, because most our recycling goes over to China and stuff. Kind of crazy about getting some of that stuff picked up, but it's going fine.
Okay.
Cardboard was the biggest thing getting picked up, but we probably got it picked up. Other than that, everything's going as planned.
Cool.
It's really
excellent.
All we got.
Good. Any questions for Billy, gentlemen?
Keep up the good work.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to take a brief break, and then we'll be ready for you, Shad. We'll be refreshed and ready for you.